This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mark Rondaz is riding a shotgun with us. Coming up, we've got one of the gentlemen that's going to be leading the prayer vigil. He's an African-American, but he's going to be called American, just like I'd want to be called, just a human being. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. The leftists are coming out there with guns to, quote, eliminate the evil Nazis that, quote, beat them up. But in the last two events, they show up, Antifa attacks people, gets their butt kicked, but then Antifa says, we're going to shoot the Nazis.
Yeah.
And the black Nazis.
The
violence. I mean, this is the cuckoo level.
Yeah, the violence that is both engaged in and condoned. I mean, in San Jose, the police funneled Trump supporters into armed Antifa protesters. I mean, there was a case in the Ninth Circuit that just got decided, handled by a great lawyer by the name of Harmeet Dillon, where these people were beaten and the cops just stood by. Not only did they stand by and let it happen, they funneled them into the gauntlet there. That's it right there. So, you know, it was just, it's horrifying when you think of the fact that somebody in a liberal municipality would do that. I mean, if I were in charge of the police force, I don't care how awful the people are who are protesting. You know, if it was the KKK marching, I would instruct my police. There better not be
But the thing is, the police come out and protect them. But when it's actual prayer vigils with a multiracial group, they allow them to be beat up.
Look, whoever
they don't want people coming together.
Whoever it is, the government's job in a situation like that is to stop the violence. So no matter what.
No, I know. I agree. But I'm saying they protect the KKK on purpose because that creates division.
Well, they should protect them on purpose.
But look, but I'm saying, but they don't protect real patriot Americans that are coming out.
Look, yeah, this video here, this was
San Francisco.
A prayer vigil, right? But, I mean, this is permissible. And this is something that the authorities won't do anything about. It's horrifying. I mean, I don't know why we cannot band together and say that once you cross the violence words divide, you're the one who's wrong. What ideas you're espousing. You know, I don't care how righteous you think you are. When you think that you can cross over that line and attack somebody because of you don't like their speech, you're my enemy. And I don't care if I absolutely agree with your politics 100%. And that's just a credo that I don't see too many people absorbing.
What is wrong with these Antifa people?
I mean, you know, there's any number of theories that you have. But, you know, most of them are bored, rich white kids that decided they want to play dress up revolutionary.
I agree. It's a form of LARPing. And I don't think they realize how much danger they're in. People are getting, I know for a fact, a lot of really serious retired veterans that have run the most elite CIA teams are really like.
Yeah, and look, they're getting really tired. What I don't want to see is, you know, I don't want to see them get their own beat down. I would rather see.
Well, don't worry. It's not going to happen while they're out there in a little mask.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to get snatched up, put in a van.
Well, I don't want to see that either. You know, I want to see the cops do their job and stand there and say, we're not going to allow violence in this.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, these guys can't go beat up women and children on video and not have real warriors start coming after them.
I really hope that isn't what happens because, you know, that's the beginning.
I can tell you right now, they are being watched and people are.
Yeah, I see it too, but, you know, and it's scary to me because I don't want to see this expand because it seems like, you know, it's an arms race. Look, first it began where it was okay to punch each other, and then you got people showing up with shields and bats, and now you have armed groups on both sides. I mean, that's not good for anybody. How is that good for debate? How is that good for democracy? It's terrible. We're going to wind up descending into armed gangs, and, you know, whoever has the greatest amount of force wins. I got two problems with that. One problem is it's just evil in itself. And the second problem is I got to tell my liberal friends out there, there is no way you're going to beat the right wing when it comes to violence. Because, you know, a bunch of like, you know, effeminate guys eating tofu who are out there crying about gluten in their coffee are not going to be able to win against people who go to the gym and shoot guns every day at the range. I mean, I would rather pick any two random right wing guys than the six best trained liberals anywhere if I'm in a street fight. So, you know, Guys on the left, you don't have anything to gain from this. It's not going to work.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Mark Rondaz is our guest. Big news straight ahead.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Make a lot of amazing points during the breaks. One of the top First Amendment lawyers out there. And I don't want to just harp all day with all this news about us and how they're trying to censor us, how they're lying about us, but they're doing it. And he was making the point earlier in the break, the telltale sign when you get the calls and other lawyers get the calls and Brandon Tatum, people saying, you know, on the fake right wing, hey, don't go with Alex Jones. He goes, show me. Show me where he said something racist. Show me where he bullied the Sandy Hook people. And they can't do it. And it's like the New York Times, the way they do backflips to lie and say that I'm bullying people's kids or I did this or that. None of it's true. Or that even since they saw it in court where I said, okay, my lawyer's never seen anybody wave the right and an anti-slapback to say we may not seek attorney's fees. We did that. And what do they say? Jones sues the families, wants their money. The opposite, because they're committed to evil. And because they get away with it, because there's a mob, the media is lying. Now, here's the bottom line. Just like our information is powerful, our products are powerful. And I need people, I didn't even plug last hour. I need folks to commit to financially support InfoWars and get air filtration, get water filtration, get non-GMO heirloom seeds, get supplements, get T-shirts that change the world. It's very simple. We will continue on. We will expand in the face of this. We will change the world together. We will give you information that's over the horizon that proves right over and over again. That's why they're obsessed with saying we're wrong, because we've been right. Like Brandon Tatum, that was so powerful last hour. He kept playing out now. I helped wake him up. I helped wake up Candace Owens. I helped wake up a lot of folks because of you supporting us, because we're here. So you see the dividends of InfoWars. Shop with the good guys. We have incredible. It's been rated the highest quality. Vitamin D3 out there, the highest quality of vitamin B12 out there. Even BuzzFeed did a hit piece now tested by Mark Cuban's group in San Francisco trying to sue us. And they went, well, Jones just really is good vitamin B12. It's pure. But here's the best. We're private labeling what they were selling. We're saying was the best. They were so dumb. They didn't even know that we were $10 less private labeling than the top rated. I go out and get the top rated. Most of our products are private label. We sell DNA Force Plus. It's $300 at doctor's offices for $75. You don't know what's in it? Go read the thousands of reviews. Find out. 40% off. We also have the new fish oil, the new krill oil, and roll call for your kids, a smaller dose of concentrated fish oils, other oils that are known for the brain. Very expensive process that it goes through to get all the mercury out, because fish is great, but it's got that byproduct. This is down to non-detectable levels unless they use the highest level spectrometers. That's California testing levels where they try to stop us. But this is in the industry as clean as it gets. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. No reviews yet because it's a brand new product. Support us financially. We are in one hell of a fight. And I don't care about money at the end of the day. I want to win. But it takes money, like mid-air refueling of jet aircraft, fighter bombers to get them to their location to hit the target. So Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Makes a lot of things loss leaders. Free shipping, order $50 or more. Every order has 5% Patriot points, so that builds up rapidly. That's a rewards program. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. We have the new Infowars Hexagon logo T-shirt in Army Green. Very, very popular. That just came out, made in America. We then have the Mean Like a Wolverine and Reelect 45. You know, I said, hey, Walmart, you shouldn't have taken down the Impeach 45 T-shirt. If that sells for you, leave it up. But sell not even mine, somebody else's Reelect 45. We created our own because of the marketplace of ideas. And that's what you were saying during the break about Spotify. And now they create the thing of, well, we went and saw two of his podcasts that are hate. So we took those down, but we're not taking him down. They're all copying YouTube to condition people to get ready. Well, we gave him chances, but he didn't stop. But they never mention what I did. So segue from Spotify, what you said off air, into the New York Times and the rest of it.
Well, you know, hate is such a malleable term. I mean, hate really means something, an opinion I don't agree with. Because if you want to get rid of hate speech, I mean, I don't see how anything you've said is anywhere close to what that New York Times columnist you showed earlier saying.
Board member saying whites are subhuman.
Yeah, I mean, how is that not hate speech if there is such a thing? I just hate that term hate speech because it's not a thing.
The Soviet term.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
It means Jones is banned because he beat up a trans child. Not even true.
Right. So, you know, and what really bothers me about your cases just globally is that I don't see anybody from the traditional media backing you up. And I don't understand how they can look at this. You know, you questioned the official narrative of what happened at Sandy Hook at some point. You know, at the beginning, you said you made an investigation. I don't care what happens. Anything that happens, when I get an official story from my government, if I'm not questioning it, I want somebody else to question it to make me question it. Even if it comes around that, hey, maybe we're going to have a rare circumstance where our government doesn't lie to us one bit. I mean, it might happen once in a while.
Unicorns may exist.
But the point of the media is to be a watchdog. You're the fourth estate. You're supposed to be nipping at their heels constantly.
But instead, they're mercenaries. But make the point you made about Spotify and then what you made about how people call you, other colleagues. You go, show me where, and it's never there.
Right. I mean, look, I take a lot of flack for coming on your show and representing you. There are a lot of people angry at me. You know, good friends, family. That,
like
that
you said, CNN's not calling anymore.
And I say, well, you know, tell me, if you hate this guy so much, show me what the problem is. And they'll send me a link to the New York Times, or they'll send me a link to some other article saying, you know, paraphrasing what you said. And I said, yeah, but now bring me to the original source. And when I go find it, and I said, well, that's not really what was said here. Well, then, you know, then there's like this backpedal. It's like, well, he's enabling such speech, or he's encouraging it. I say, wait a second. You know, what I want you to think about is how we need a robust marketplace of ideas. You know, I don't come on your show because I agree with everything you have to say.
I agree. But by the way, talk about targeting our lawyers. They now have Randy Wilhite, that is my family court lawyer. But all the other lawyers were scared to file even my defense until we got you and some other guys. So Randy did at least the first answer. Now they're calling. He's a UT professor, Racehorse Haynes' protege, top former criminal defense lawyer. He writes the Texas Code on family law. The guy is a Boy Scout. Okay. You know, captain of the football team, whole nine yards. They are literally calling for his head. Look, CBS News with Randall Wilhite. So they're letting lawyers know, too. Sure. They're going to come after your ass. You don't give him representation. How un-American is that?
Look, the right to counsel is right up there with the right to free speech.
You know, like Sixth Amendment?
Yes. So, you know, but if you just look at this, you know, I remember when, you know, before the election, I wrote this article here, is the First Amendment safe from Donald Trump on CNN? And I was concerned because when Trump made his speech that said, we're going to open up the libel law.
I was concerned, too. I don't think he got it.
And, you know, and it made me, I mean, I said, wow, that got my hackles up. I mean, I am not, you know.
But now in his own cases, he's using anti-slap.
It's kind of funny, isn't it? You know, how this is flipped, because now that he got elected, now it is not Donald Trump, but people are anti-Donald Trump. Who I should have written this article. I should have written another version of this article saying, is the First Amendment safe from people who have Trump derangement syndrome? You know, I remember last night we were talking and somebody said, you know, hey, has the right ever really done this? And I had to correct them. And I said, yes. If you bring the camera down here, heed their rising voices. New York Times versus Sullivan, the foundational case when it comes to our First Amendment rights, where it was constitutionalized that in if you are talking about a public figure and then expanded to public events, you must prove defamation over the actual matter.
And this was the South of the KKK suing everybody to shut down.
That's exactly what it was. It was exactly what you have going on today. It was the civil rights movement was invading the South with people who were writing about equality, with people who were trying to make this idea of equality and civil rights infect it. You know, they were trying to spread this idea. And how did these people who wanted to fight against equality deal with it? They dealt with it through these kind of crazy defamation suits where they were trying to bankrupt anybody who came down there and tried to report on.
And now the left is trying to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan. They admit to overturn the First Amendment so they can. But I guess it's the Democrats again.
So look, New York Times versus Sullivan is sacred as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, so far, I haven't seen Donald Trump actually do anything to go against it. I think his two Supreme Court nominees would support it. And I can't say the same for the Supreme Court nominees on the left. So
the Democrats are going after New York Times versus Sullivan.
At this point, it looks that way.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. Sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. I can't help myself at all.
I get hell bent and whiskey bound.
I get whiskey bent. Hell bent.
We got some bad news here. I hate to interrupt Mark Randazzo with something like this especially, but active shooter at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Chicago. CBS is reporting they've got a man barricaded in the hospital wing. Might be mental illness or PTSD, who knows, and we don't really have any more details. Active shooter at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Those stories are all up on Infowars.com. And Infowars.com also has links to some live feeds as well. So we're going to be tracking that. WDTN reports that a man has barricaded himself on the fourth floor of the base hospital. The Ohio State Highway Patrol and the local police are sending personnel to the base, AP reported. I don't have any other details, but I hope that nobody's been hurt. Personnel have been communicated at the base, the lockdown over loudspeaker. Let's get that audio of that loudspeaker if we can. I do notice that base troops are armed. That's good. Trump's been arming the bases more. Obama had them disarmed so that Major Hassan could do whatever he did. Obviously, there at Fort Hood, they said wasn't terror-related, but obviously it was. So we're obviously watching that as it unfolds. Mark Randazzo, First Amendment lawyer, getting back to the point you wanted to make and some of the other points about how there's a war on the First Amendment, and I don't get how they want to set a precedent in Georgetown, your alma mater, and some of the other universities have signed on saying, we need to shut Alex Jones and the right wing off. They believe they're going to selectively in court then protect themselves. This is cutting your nose off to spite your face. So I think you were talking about a big fake suit that Mother Jones won that cost them almost everything they had.
Yeah.
Even though I don't agree with Mother Jones.
When you
defamed me, they have a First Amendment.
Sure.
But I think I'm going to send Mother Jones a donation for the First Amendment of $3, because there's fake as a $3 bill, but I'm going to send him $3.
Mother Jones, I think no matter what you believe, I know Mother Jones is probably not your favorite publication. They've written negative things about me for people that I've represented. But when when people want to say, I support these slap suits, I support these censorship suits against media because I don't like the media that's being sued, you got to think about this. Like, if you create a weapon, you let a wild animal out of its cage and then get surprised when it attacks you, that's what's going to happen. This case, this Mother Jones case, this was wrong. This was a unsupportable defamation suit. A billionaire sued the publication to try to punish them because he didn't like what they said about him. That case, eventually they won it, and Mother Jones is still, years later, begging for money to try to pay their legal defense fund. I mean, whether you write a $1 check, a $3 check, or a substantial check, sending something to support them, I think that even if you hate Mother Jones, I think people listening to this show, I'm sure it's not the great biggest number of Venn diagram.
But it's a great
people listen to this.
It's a great Hollywood style deal to get people thinking about. We all have to support the First Amendment.
Exactly.
It's a nice stunt. I'm gonna send Mother Jones $3.
When you don't like the speech and you see them trying to be suppressed, that should get your hackles up, because you're not making a donation to Mother Jones. And look, I don't get anything from that. They didn't hire me. But you make a donation to Mother Jones, you're not just making a donation to help that. What you're doing is you're standing up for the First Amendment.
Well, you're cutting across party lines, because if we don't all support it, we're going to lose it. If we don't hang together, we're all going
to
hang separate.
That's why I look at your cases and I say, where the hell's the cavalry? Where is the New York Times? Where is CNN? even if they want to report negatively on you, how do they not see that if this case goes forward, that that is a landmine that they're going to step
on? Because they're bringing authoritarianism in. Google's officially moving to China. Apple already is. Google execs have leaked info saying, no, they're building censorship engines here. It's already here, Mark. We're going to go into a post-freedom world. The New York Times calls me the post-truth world. No, you're the post-truth world that lied about WMDs. The truth tried to come back. Now you're trying to silence everything. They're going for broke, Mark. They believe it's going to be selectively enforced.
You know, I just don't, you know, I have these multiple alternate realities where we wind up. You know, I'm still hoping that eventually we wind up in a place where
Trump derangement syndrome, man. They said every news publication that's establishment says he says all Mexicans are murderers and rapists. There is no video. There is no audio. They have committed to the dark side. Right. They have joined Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah, it's their interpretation of it. But what I want to see is, you know, I'd love to see one day a hearing in one of your cases and people standing out there protesting saying support the First Amendment, even though I hate Alex Jones. That's a purist. There's maybe eight of us out there. I don't know. But those of you who believe that.
Oh, well, don't worry. We're going to call the troops out.
You know, people listen to this show, by and large conservatives. But when you see something like this, when you see a case like this against a Mother Jones or against some other liberal media, you ought to be just as worked up as you are about this.
But you're trying to sell people on being American. And I'm telling you, on the left, they've totally.
I can't believe I have to sell that.
But let's expand on that.
I mean, what is
we've now spent a lot of money to have a big law firm here in Texas go through everything I've ever said, and the law firm itself, even liberals in the law firm, couldn't believe how the media and others have lied about what I said about Sandy Hook. It's incredible to see, Mark, the total deception.
Yeah, I just find it really depressing that, you know, as you said, yes, I'm trying to sell America. That's exactly what I'm marketing here. I mean, I am not here trying to sell the right wing point of view. I really don't.
But they're not going to listen to you. You know? They're in a cult. They're not liberals.
Well,
they're not virtuous people. They're control freaks. They're followers or they're controllers.
Yeah. Well,
the left is a corporate committed juggernaut plan funded by communist China that sells Buddhist and Christians organs for no reason. Okay. They're committed to evil. They have a plan. They're following it.
I mean, I think, you know, I have a lighter view of it. I think a lot of the people on the left who they believe they're doing the virtuous thing, they believe that, hey, you know, it's kind of like, look, the communists in Russia believed they were doing the right thing.
Sure, here's what happens. If the average adult spends more than half their time waking on a screen or TV, they give them all the dopamine of feeling good and getting rewarded by Twitter, Facebook, and Google when they say anti-American, anti-Alex Jones stuff. So they feel like they're winning. And they're all just scrabbling, wanting more dopamine. And so by successful approximation, they're incrementally trained in all this.
Well, yeah, the rush that I think people get from beating up on somebody. You know, Huxley said something about, like, there's no better way to get people on your side than to give them license to be cruel to other people. And, you know, when I saw yesterday, I saw a news article about how many people were trying to petition Spotify to knock you off the platform. And there was no statement of irony in the article that half these people were in the media. When I see Soledad O'Brien trying to ask that you be kicked off of Spotify because she doesn't like your views, what in the hell is that? Does she not understand what business she's in? I mean, Soledad O'Brien could be the victim next.
She thinks if she shuts down her competition, she'll have an audience. It's exactly because she does know.
But
she's
until
in the business of killing truth. She's in the business of murdering up freedom.
Well, until they come for her. You know, that's the problem. That, you know, does nobody remember Pastor Niemöller? I mean, yeah, look at this. Ms. O'Brien, what the hell is wrong with you? A journalist saying that.
But notice, another he goes with the whole deal. They'll never report that I waived the fees that the Texas law triggers if they lose the suit.
But even
that's
then,
the law.
Even then, even if this were true, even if you were seeking $100,000 or $1 billion from them, why does that mean you should be knocked off of Spotify? So what?
But that's the thing they're going to use, and they don't care that you were there. The lawyer got up. We're not doing that. No one's ever done that, but they don't care. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
AmericanFirst.com, folks, join us. They are folks that have a lot of courage, just like Tommy Robinson and so many others. They go out and have prayer vigils in no-go zones like Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, California, and get attacked. And Antifa says, try to intimidate everybody. Oh, the Nazis attacked us for no reason at the last rally in Portland, and so we're coming with guns. I mean, it's like if I walked over. And I wouldn't do this. Me, you'll say I'm threatening this. And I punched Will Johnson in the nose for no reason. And then Will Johnson punched me and knocked me down. And I went, that Nazi just beat me up. Everybody could see he's not a Nazi, and you just punched him first. So we're going to go to him in a minute. I'm trying to understand what's going on with Trump, where he's like, the Russians are meddling in the election right now. We agree. We're not going to let them meddle. And we're going to give federal funds to local governments to block it. But I do know what's going on. Trump's been trying to get funding to stop the illegal aliens voting in the names of dead people and the Democrats, all the scams they're running. So it's like, oh, you want Homeland Security to oversee the elections, huh? Okay, we'll do it. He hasn't repealed Obama's executive order. All 50 attorney generals wrote letters, including Democrats, saying this is a violation of the Federalist Act and the laws and federalism. You can't do this. So, I mean, I get that Trump wants to watch the elections. He knows the Democrats are famous for trying to steal them, and Project Veritas caught all those videos. But going along with the whole Russia thing just kind of adds to it. It's ridiculous. Does Russia try to get involved in our elections? Yeah, every major country does it. We do it massively to them. I think it's wrong. But it goes on. But mainly foundations and groups send money over to Russia and then send money back here. Because there's a massive amounts of money being used to try to overthrow the Russian government. That's admitted. About $5 billion a year. They have press briefings. The State Department, when Obama was in, about how they spent $5 billion in 1 year to overthrow Ukraine. An elected government. And they say Trump's involved in that. The Russians came into Ukraine because they have a stake there, and the elected government was overthrown. I'm not defending that, but I'm sure not saying they're not the right to do it. Crimea is where Russia was founded, but I'm digressing. He will do anything to win the election 2020. We must stop him. Demand voter ID. And, of course, that's the big joke. We've been putting those tweets out. We've been putting those memes out. So have others. Democrats. Change that matters. And we've got to have voter ID, which is what the Democrats don't want, because they admit they have illegal aliens. Remember Brandon, Tatum warning about this? Remember me warning about it? Remember everybody? Just last year, we talked about how the Democrats want illegal aliens to vote, want to legalize it. Trump would talk about it. Everybody talked about it. And they'd say, oh, we're making it up. Now the Democrats everywhere admit universal voting for any illegal alien that can get here and total open borders. So don't let Russia intervene, folks. We've got to have voter ID. The Russian agents are everywhere voting for Trump. Hashtag demand voter ID. Yes, there are Russians everywhere. I saw one time. Doesn't matter they work for Army Special Operations and were highly decorated. You cannot trust anyone of Russian background. They are going to pose as illegal aliens. They're going to vote the names of dead people. Those are not illegal aliens. Those are Russians dressed up like illegal aliens. They're everywhere. One right here. So, Will Johnson's here, UniteAmericaFirst.com, great patriot. He founded it back in 2016 when he saw what was going on. Again, what do you make of, I've noticed the Antifa blogs in Portland say, as I mentioned earlier, I've already read this on air yesterday, the Nazis keep attacking minorities and LGBT. They attacked a bunch of them last time. We're bringing out the guns. I mean, that's crazy. Everyone saw them attack you guys, and you're not Nazis. It's unbelievable. So are they delusional? Are they liars? What in the world is going on with these people?
They're completely liars. Just imagine if you're at a picnic with your family, and people find out that you're at a picnic with your family, and then they come up there and they start throwing rocks at you, start throwing bottles at you, start trying to hit you with sticks, and you take one of them out, and then they're going to report it. Alec Jones attacked someone at a park. See, that's exactly what they're doing here. We're not inviting these people to come and be violent with us. We're not inviting them to come there and fight with us. We're not inviting them at all. But they want to show up at an event that we are having and be violent towards us. And then you have the mainstream media saying that we're the ones being violent. They are completely insane. They have lost their mind.
I totally agree. We're going to go right back to you in a moment. We have breaking news here. This is not me saying this. They always misrepresent what I say when there's anomalies. Like the cops stood down in Parkland, and then we covered it, and then they said that we said nobody died. But then they deleted the video so you couldn't see it. This is ABC News, CBS News. I've got a bunch of these here. This is WPAFP, live coverage, WHIOU. And I heard them saying this during the break, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, we're not kidding. We've been told by law enforcement, this is 7 News in Ohio at the Air Force Base, who have told us varying reports. One law enforcement official told us on the record that the incident started as a training exercise. Oh, no, that's not good. You know what that means. The officials just like they, oh, boy. And then Drudge had the story up but took it down, so we're not sure about this. The officials said something happened during the training and someone fired shots to get into a door that they could not get into. Another source said there's a situation with hostages and shots were fired. Someone tried to break out of the window or windows to get people out of the hospital. The source said that the base is asking for canines, not more law enforcement. This doesn't sound too good, and I was told by a Pentagon source, I tweeted it out at 6 a.m., expect all hell to break loose. This Pentagon source was telling me about Fort Hood being staged, and they were there. And I'm just leaving it at that right now. So let's pray for everybody. Hopefully this is just a mistake. Nobody's been hurt. We're not saying it's a drill. That is in the news. They will say that I said it's that. That is not what I said. Will Johnson, please continue, sir.
You know, I want to say this, Mr. Jones. One of the reasons why they're attacking you is because you have influenced so many people to start speaking up. I used to listen to you over 10 years ago, before Obama came into picture. And I was like, who is this guy? He's saying everything that is completely true. I started going to look at different things. I started verifying it for myself. Is what he's saying is true. And it happened to be true. And then some of the stuff you were saying, what they were going to do, and then years later, it became true. See, they are so afraid of you. That's the reason why they're attacking you. That's the reason why they want to remove you from every platform possible, because they fear you. Have you ever known for them to be so scared of one man before? They're scared of you. They're scared of Donald J. Trump. And now they're scared of the American people, because the American people are waking up to what is actually happening here. And I want to thank you personally for speaking out, for having the courage. And I know you hear it all the time. I hear it, too. But you know what? It's going to take people like you, myself, Brandon Tatum, multiple people, to keep fighting this good fight. Because if we don't, we're going to wake up one morning and we're going to wonder what happened to it. Our country.
Well, God bless you. If people always thanking me, I appreciate listeners that are involved, and I don't want to make it about me, and I want to make it about them, because you guys are the victory. But now I've been so persecuted now, I used to get tired of it. I actually kind of like it now. Because, I mean, it's gotten bad. I can't even tell people behind the scenes. People think it's bad on air. I mean, I just get on my knees every day, and sometimes I cry. And I'm not trying to be a wimp here. It's God, the way they lie with the gun to my family. But again, it makes me glad I did this, because it really proves we were right about these people. And then I see people like you that have the courage to go out there in the face of this evil scum, where the police protect them in these evil cities. It really makes me feel strong to know you're there. I'm telling you, to see more and more people taking action makes me feel good to know that no matter what happens to me, I already dropped the bomb on the target in the info war. And so even they're going to take me out, when they shovel me in my grave at the end of the day, I win, because my children and your children win together. Will Johnson, UnAmericanFirst.com. Straight ahead. We're with InfoWars.com. We appreciate all of what you're doing.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I've said this so many times, I'm going to say it again. During the break, I went back there, got a glass of water, went in the bathroom to shake off the lily. And it just hit me like, Alex, God loves you. You're good. You're trying to be good. You've got strength. You've got courage. Here, whatever level of strength you need, it's there. It's already there. They don't know how good God is. They don't know it's all waiting for them. They don't know it's all there. And it's like, we want to take all these people with us. But a lot of them don't want to come. And that's okay. You've got the birthright. You've got the inheritance. You can go cash the check. You were given the check. It's got the signature on it, spiritually written, emblazoned in gold. But you have to take the check, and you have to deposit it. I mean, you don't think in the whole universe, with all these dimensions above us and below us, and all the secrets of everything, you just think you're just given that? No.
Antifa!
Flawless victory.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Your TV viewer, you got to see that. Really, really great work that Drew did. He's a great animator. he likes to do fun stuff, too. A little bit self-deprecating, but it's fun. Will Johnson's with us here on AmericaFirst.com. We're trying to figure out what went on at this Air Force base in Ohio. And I mean, no one knows. So I haven't heard that a bunch of people have been killed, so that's certainly good news. But you're right. That's what scares them, Will Johnson, is that I inspired other people because I knew that was important. You've inspired other people. And then when they come out and bully people, you guys aren't looking for trouble. I mean, it's Antifa everywhere. I've had them come up to me, like when I'm in a restaurant, Because I know they're Antifa. It's always like professors or their, you know, their students, and it's always F you, Nazi or Russian agent. And I'm like, I'm not a Nazi or Russian agent. And they don't care. It's like once they say that to you, it's their license to be thugs and hateful. So what they really are is a bunch of losers. And then they can't believe when they attack somebody, they always get their ass kicked, even when they attack a woman. And then they bitch and complain and say, you attack me. Even liberal media, even Nancy Pelosi has to admit they're starting the fights and attacking people. So what do you expect to come up this weekend? How do people go there? I got a bunch of articles, actually, about what you're doing. I meant to cover, but then I got busy. Here it is. Portland mayor under fire for PD failure to answer 9/11 calls from ICE office. So you're there right after that happened, where they're attacking this food truck because the lady's selling people the food to come out of the building. I mean, it's just crazy. Here's the SPLC, what you know about the upcoming far-right rallies in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, my gosh, these evil patriot people. It's so sick. Oregon far-right protests moved to location to allow carrying guns. Well, you guys are known for saying you're not offensively violent. But I really wouldn't want to be Antifa, who already got caught with guns, clubs, and knives a few weeks ago. So what are you expecting?
I'm expecting them to come out and act completely insane, completely crazy. You know, it would be to their interest for them not to even show up. If Antifa, BLM, BAM, and all the rest of the anti-American hate group don't even show up, the media won't even cover it. It won't even be a story. But see, they can't help themselves because they want to intimidate the American people. This is the very reason why they attack a food truck. They simply want to provide a service to people to eat. They want to intimidate everybody that they can that loves this country, that respects the president, and that loves the truth. They can care less about anything that is right.
That's, and by the way, you're right. They're obsessed with not just deplatforming. This is on the news when they're calling everybody N-word. They then run over and like I started tagging a food truck because it's selling food next to a federal building. It just they're obsessed with controlling the means of production. They're communists. They want to run it all.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Why is it that I can go out on the street and hold an American flag and people tell me I'm number one as they ride by, or I get people to want to physically attack me because I'm holding the American flag in the United States of America? Now, if I went to Cuba or if I went to North Korea or even if I went to Mexico and I would hold up the American flag talking about this is my land or I need rights here, they would probably put me in prison and never be seen again for simply holding up an American flag in these countries. And now they're trying to do the same thing here. Portland is the same thing. Berkeley, Sunday will be the same thing. They do not want people to stand freely in any venue or any place. Why do it? If they, like I said a second ago, just don't show up. The media won't even talk about it. We won't get any attention from the media. But because they show up and want to be violent and control the narrative and control what people see, think, and believe, that's why they can't help themselves, and that's why they're going to show up to try to harm us. We're not trying to harm anybody. They are the ones that's trying to harm everybody. They are the violent ones, and it's been like that from ever since. The Democrats, the domestic terrorist Democrats, have been doing this to black people for the longest. And now here it is. They call black people the N-word, but see, it's okay when they do it. The liberals, it's okay when they do it. But if someone else does it, that's when it becomes a whole, complete different picture. Oh, you're being hateful. You're being racist, which is not true. It is the left that is racist. They call us what they are. It's unbelievable.
Why can't any of them fight?
Well, I don't. That's a really good question. I think they sit behind their Xbox and their PS4s all day and like, ooh, look what I'm doing, look what I'm doing. And then they fix it in their mind that, you know, they believe it, that they're warriors all of a sudden. Like, I can go out here and I can do this and I can do that. Because they're sitting in mommy and daddy's basement all day playing a video game thinking now they're all of a sudden warriors. We don't want to hurt them. They are someone's child. They're someone's children that's been deceived by a professor at a liberal college that have them to believe that the American people, the American flag is bad. You know what? I love that American flag. That American flag is what shows represents freedom for all of us. That flag is the flag that won the Civil War. That's the reason why I'm able to stand here today and talk to you, because of that flag, what it represents.
And over a million people died in the Civil War. That was, we lost more people in that war than any other war.
Exactly. And guess what? Majority of them were white people trying to help black people. But see, they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how white people today are all of a sudden a problem, which we all know is not true. But they have to push this narrative because they don't have anything. They don't even have anything to stand on. That's why they still talk
exactly.
about
Exactly. Going back to the Civil War, there were bad things on both sides. But bottom line, it was Christian abolitionists who in 1800 were 1% of the population who said it was wrong. And then that became the impetus for part of the Civil War. But regardless, there were trade disputes, everything else. But slavery was wrong. It was Christians in Europe, in England, in here that said we've got to stop it. And then they were the people that led the charge. And just 68 years later, slavery was banned. It didn't mean everything was fixed then. But the point was, it was Christians in America that fought and died. And they went from 1% to the majority in the North and many in the South. And that shows how we're going to win, too. Just like 3% started the war against King George. Doesn't mean we were perfect back then either, but he was even worse. So it's a progression as we learn to get more liberty, and America's been more free than any other country. So the universities teach us to hate it. They don't teach us any of the good things about the country because they are globalists. They are against the country.
You're absolutely right. During the Civil War and when they had the Underground Railroad, I always asked people, I said, who was running the Underground Railroad? Was it black people? Black people own homes back then? No, it was white people. See, they don't want to acknowledge that. And when you bring that up, they all shut down and then they start talking about something else. The Democrat Party, the domestic terrorist group in this country, Democratic Party, they are angry at white Republicans and black Republicans from doing everything they could to help black people out in this country. And they're still doing it. They're still doing it today, and people still fall for it. I don't understand why black people, when you present the truth to them, they still just keep going. Say, you know what? I want the lie because the lie feels good to them. They've been consumed with the hate, and they're not going to let it go because that's what they want. They want to believe the lies of the media. See, InfoWars, you always speak the truth, and they don't like it, and you have to destroy the truth. I mean, Hitler said it, tell a lie, and tell it enough, and people will believe it. Tell the truth, and they will get angry with you. That's why the truth always hurts.
And I know you're about to get in the car and drive up to Portland. I want to come out in 5 more minutes with you about how people can support you, how they can come out. I don't think that, you know, Antifa is going to shoot anybody. The police are going to be out there. They're going to be watching. There's all these lawsuits. The police, I think, this week, we'll see if I'm wrong. I'm going to ask when we come back. We'll find out Saturday. Owen and Drew and others are about to fly out in the morning tomorrow. We're going to find out if we can make the police do their job. Because police, most areas, aren't looking for trouble. They're not looking to be whatever. And they do their job. But these blue cities, more and more, and it came out in documents, they're standing down. Briefly, we're listener supported. And they've got George Soros and the Democrats funding lawsuits against us. And we've gotten 10 of 20 of them thrown out. The others, we're having to fight. And, you know, thank God we made provision and saved up some money over the years, you know, for backup. But we burned through a lot of that backup money, and we're getting on the reserve tank here. And I got to tell you right now, we need major financial support. We got products you need. We've got great products, huge discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Secret 12, 40% off. Vitamin D3 Winter Sun, 40% off. Get your fish oil, krill oil, and Honor Roll. Highest quality fish oils out there. It's amazing. 40% off when you get them all together. 25% off individually. These are the best. Survival Shield, 25% off. Please, I want to thank you all for supporting us. But, man, let me tell you, I just want to win. And when you buy those products, you get great products, and you fund what we're doing, it's an absolute must. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.